Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thank you, Steve Bertram. You and I do the Mincing Rascals podcast. We broadcast that in part on Saturdays. I'm not on this Saturday because of Northwestern Wildcat football. So I really want to encourage you, particularly since the gang was just so dang good today, to go to WGNradio.com and download our podcast, or however you normally listen to podcasts. It's the Mincing Rascals. It's Steve Bertrand, Eric Zorn, Krista McCrary, and me, and we talk about current events. It's a rousing, spirited, and informed conversation. And
Scott Stantis this weekend?
That's right. It was Scott this weekend, not Krista McCrary. Kristen was out. But Kristen will be joining us on stage for Podcast Fest, and I just wanted to mention that real quickly here, too. If you don't have tickets, it's on my page in front of me, so I think you can still get tickets by going to WGNradio.com/events. See us perform the Mincing Rascals by going to WGNradio.com/events on stage Saturday night, October 7th, 7 p.m. at the Old Town School of Music on Lincoln Avenue.
That's next Saturday.
Yeah, I know. I got to write that down.
I was just going to say, I got to put it in my calendar.
It wouldn't be terrible if you and I were shooting pool somewhere and we went, oh, crap.
It wouldn't be terrible.
I have done that before. Been at a place and I went, oh, wow, there's a stage of people waiting for me. Nick DiGilio and Kelly Leonard will host their podcast, too. We'll all take 30 minutes. We'll go 90 and you'll have a ball. Sam Panayanovic also does a podcast, now that I think about it. Hi, Sam. How are you? WGN Sports.
Hey,
hello. How are you?
Everything's going well. Everything's good. Go Bears.
Okay, so Sam is, you'll come on with me today, and then we normally do this on Saturday, but I asked you to come on today because I'm not on Saturday. You are picking 5 NFL games a week, correct?
Yes, sir. 5 games a week, Westgate Super Contest, and we are already 1-0 this week because we had the Packers last night. We took the Packers over the Bears. So you and I are even closer and closer to the top of the pack.
How many people are in this national contest?
2,700.
Okay, and where are we in the running here of it?
Well, going into this week, we were 74th. After yesterday's win, we're now in the top 40.
Man, very nice. Okay, so you picked the Packers over the Bears. You've got 4 more games for people to root for this weekend. Who are they?
Well, we're going to start in London. This game is at 8:30 on Sunday, so you have football pretty much all day on Sunday. You can wake up, roll out of bed, have breakfast, and watch football. The Saints look really good last week. The Dolphins look really bad. Where do you think I'm going?
Yeah, you would be going with the Dolphins. You're the contrarian.
Yes, sir. You know how I go. We're going to take the Dolphins in the first game, so that's number one.
Right.
In the game that nobody cares about, Cincinnati and Cleveland. Both teams are 0-3. Woohoo! This should be exciting. I like the Cleveland Browns at home. They're getting 3 points. Why not? Let's take Cleveland.
Okay.
My Redskins. We've been on the Redskins pretty much every week. They've been very, very kind to us. They're playing on Monday night in Kansas City. Kansas City hasn't lost yet. They're undefeated. I like the Redskins to keep that one close on Monday night, +7.
And finally,
Sunday night, I don't think anybody's going to watch. The worst team in football, the Indianapolis Colts, are playing in Seattle. Seattle is ready to explode. I feel like this is the game they win 30-0 or 30-3, 30-7.
What are they given here? What are they given?
13. It's a lot.
Man.
But if I were to tell you that the worst team in football, you had a chance to go against them and lay less than 2 touchdowns, I think you'd take that more times than not.
Okay, so we're going with Seattle over Baltimore, Indianapolis.
The Baltimore Colts, yeah. Johnny United is the quarterback.
All right. What did you make of the Bears game last night, by the way?
It was over before it started. I mean, and everybody knows this. I feel like everybody in Chicago, it's sad when the fans know more than the coach. And John Fox just doesn't appear aware that Mike Glennon is not a good quarterback. I don't know what the decision is anymore. I mean, I said early in the season, we talked about this before the year, I wanted to see Trubisky just get a little bit of time with the playbook, understand what it's like to go through the plays and really be able to handle that before you put him in. He's clearly the better quarterback. There's no doubt about it. But it's his time. I mean, Mike Glennon, three more turnovers. They were down 17-0. The game was never really that close.
Yeah.
And this guy, he can't even throw the ball down the field, John. He throws the least amount of deep balls in the National Football League. When he does throw the ball, he throws it backwards or he throws it 2 yards or he throws it to the other team. And I've seen enough, and I think everybody has seen enough.
But didn't you think that he was the right quarterback to start this game? Like, I think Fox is really in trouble if he, like you said, doesn't know what everybody else knows. But he knows it now. He had to be, you know, with his team. He had to show unity. So then next week's game is the one where you go, okay, now we have a fire.
And you have plenty of time to assimilate Trubisky because the next game is next Monday night. It's a home game.
Yeah.
You can start them against the Vikings, and you get plenty of time to prepare because the Bears played yesterday. That's a Thursday. They don't play till next Monday.
Yeah, 10 days, 11 days, yeah.
Yeah, you got plenty of time. And don't forget, you like when they go on Saturday and Sunday and Monday, like the press isn't going to be around. So this won't break. I imagine if it does happen, they'll announce it next week, maybe early next week. But I would be shocked if they don't start Mitchell Trubisky on Monday night. I mean, Mike Glennon's done. He's lost the confidence in the room. The players in the locker room are saying we need to make changes, and you know what those changes are. I mean, they're not going to go out and throw him under the bus, but they are acknowledging that they cannot win with Mike Glennon. And when the players start turning on somebody and the coaches are talking about making changes and we have to make wholesale changes, it has to start with the quarterback. It's the most important position in football. And a mobile quarterback that could actually move, that doesn't run in quicksand like Mike Glennon, it would open this entire offense up.
Well, especially when you have the running game you did. Didn't we outgame them, at least on the ground? Did we have about as many yards as the Packers last night?
I think they had, let's see, the rushing yards, 103 for the Bears, 91 for the Packers. The Bears had more yards in general, but they had more turnovers. They had four, the Packers had none.
Yeah.
And most of those are on Mike Glennon. And Fox afterward, you know, he tries to spin it. Well, if we would have done this, if we would have done that. No, the guy sucks. He can't play. Let's move on.
Here's how bad it was. So last night you had to either – here's the decision you had to make. Were you going to watch Will and Grace, Bears and Packers, Ken Burns in Vietnam, or Project Runway? Brenda, Daisy, Bingo, the dogs, my wife and I all sat on the sofa. We only have one TV, and we've only got one clicker. I'm not proud of this, but we watched Project Runway, and I think that was
ocean water.
We watched Project Runway, which, by the way, was one of the more intriguing Project Runways. There's a couple of twins on the show, sisters, who are two of maybe the most annoying people on contest television ever. But they're also very talented, and they're part of the mix. They have a very interesting relationship. They feed off of each other. They still sort of have an umbilical cord, and, you know, tied to the two of them. I mean, it's really freaky. They don't just finish each other's sentences. They start each other's sentences, these two.
Sam, is that going to get you to watch?
I can't comment. I'm just gonna bite my tongue on that one.
I don't believe I'm done explaining how intriguing this episode was. So when they got done with their team project, they had the sisters on the same team. And they told them that one of them would be kicked off the show. And then they asked each of them, who would you kick off? And these are sisters that love each other and care about each other and are each other. And to say, who should be kicked off is like asking you, which arm do you want me to slice away, your right or your left? You can't do that. And so the one sister says me, and the other sister says, oh, I can't make that decision. And then the producers of the show, knowing that these girls are tortured, really they're in tears, and that we're sort of morbidly enjoying it, they decide that you two will now be thrown into a bonus round, 1 hour, starting now. It's a fashion off, and whoever comes up with the best design in the next hour will win, and the other will be kicked off. And the girls are devastated by this because now they know one-on-one they have to compete against each other, and one will be the other's ouster. And it's painful to watch. And I thought, you SOBs, it's not enough to kick them off. You have to torture these girls for one more episode, which will be next week. Daisy Beagle, Brendan, I will be watching.
I was going to say, you'll totally be watching.
Yeah, totally be watching him.
I think I'd rather watch Glennon fumble another snap.
So getting back to the NFL. So that's what we did last night. All right, so once more time. Well, we're already picked the Packers. We've got the Dolphins, Cleveland, the Redskins, and Seattle. All right, thank you, Sam Panionovich, and thank you for listening to my description of that television program.
I may have to tune in next week. It was riveting.
Yeah, I don't think he meant that.